Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop with me, Jaco van der Merwe, and I'm joined by Mark Jones. On the agenda this week, a very interesting local Bucky news that came out last week. Ford, which is obviously in very fresh into their latest generation Ranger, they rolled out what they call a Wildtrax X derivative, and hardly was it 48 hours later, Toyota rolled out a Bucky, which is called the Hilux Raider X. Now, these two are not rivals, these two X's, because the Wildtrax is more upper spec, off-road focused product than the Raider, which we'll get to just now. And it's also not a case of Toyota jumping the gun and saying, let's get a paintbrush and put some X's on these Raiders. Obviously, Mark, it's a very long planning discussion. Chances are they were purposely unaware of what Ford's doing on their side, and so were Ford. First time that Raider's gotten the X now. Australia's had the Wildtrax X in a previous gen Ranger. It's just the whole South African Bucky market, with these two obviously being the big boys and the big players, and Ford really out to get some market share. And it's just kind of funny that in the same week, both of them rolls out this thing with an X in its title, Mark.
Yeah, 100%. But, I mean, we all know the Bucky war is alive and well. There's volume up for grabs. There's bragging rights up for grabs. South Africa's Bucky country. So if ever you're going to put some effort in, you need to put it in there. And Ford, I would guess, this Wildtrax X is because it's got all the goodies on it, and it's a full, like, sort of rolled out derivative, so to speak. I'd like to think this was in the planning for a while. It's come along. Ford is famous for adding derivatives upon derivatives upon derivatives to keep their range fresh and to keep offering their customers something new. Whereas I have to admit, I have no doubt that I don't think Toyota sit there with binoculars and care what Ford is doing too much. But I mean, it would be daft to think they're not watching and aware of what the market is doing and that. But how the two became X's, I don't know. But my guess is that the Hilux, to be very blunt, is hardly a major production line model change. If they got it right, it's a South African thing. Somebody signed off somewhere, and all of a sudden there were some stickers and stuff available. And like Hilux is well known for, all of a sudden you've got a new Hilux X. So they're together. I don't think it was probably seen as each other. Maybe just a coincidental reaction. Yeah, but it bodes well for us. We just keep getting new cars.
And of course, the irony here is that the originator, so to speak, of the X in a Bucky name is obviously the third name at the top Bucky table in South Africa, which is Isuzu, which had the X rider on the previous gen, and which is probably going to be introduced down the line within the next year or two into the new D-Max range, which would basically then mean that all three top dogs would have an X somewhere. But that's a discussion for another day. Just interesting, Mark, speaking of volume sellers and big sellers, we said about the big differences between the Ranger, the Wildtrax X, and the Raider X. The Wildtrax, where they're positioning it is obviously based on a Wildtrax, which is a very popular Bucky. They're saying it's more off-road focused. It's got things like not the full racing Fox Shocks dampers that the top dog, the Raptors, got on, but obviously still better dampers than their stock standard Wildtrax, which is called the Bilstein dampers. And obviously playing in that little space now means its price is just over R1 million, where Toyota, on the other hand, they've based this not even on the 2.8 Raider, but on the Raider, but on the 2.4, which means, and a manual, of course, being available, it's just under 700,000 and just over 700,000. You would actually, just come to think about it, Toyota would obviously then, just from a price point of view, sell more of those type of bread and butter Raider X's than a more niche product, which is the Wildtrak X.
Yeah, exactly. I was just sitting thinking as you were saying all of this stuff. If you look, and maybe I had this so wrong, but anyway, what the hell? If you look, Ford sort of XLT area in the range is very popular. I mean, it's the 600,000 rand plus bucky, and it's got good features. And Toyota said, hang on, why not? We if they look at their sales charts, they might be seeing, geez, in that gap, we're losing out a bit. We've got Ford with high end 1 million rand buckies, and we've got lower end buckies, but maybe in that middle ground somewhere, a 2.4 Hilux is hardly exciting. I mean, 4x2, 4x4, I mean, there's nothing exciting about it. And maybe some clever guy said, hang on, let's put an X badge on this thing, throw some goodies at it, price it right, and when a guy looks price for price, there's every chance he comes up against an XLT. And now you go, hang on, well, XLT is more new than it, but I'm a Hilux fan, so I'll get into this new X Hilux X Raider. So maybe that was the plan. Maybe it wasn't just a let's have another model. I mean, it's a bizarre fitting to have a 2.4 special edition model when you've got legends and all sorts of things in your range. So I have to think it was a strategic marketing decision to target a piece of the Ford action that I think Toyota is not getting.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, obviously Ford is renowned for these badges that they throw into model ranges. And if you look traditionally at how the model ranges are set up and you look at the Toyota Hilux that is coming to the end of his life cycle, probably within the next 2 years, it probably makes more sense for Toyota to introduce this towards the end of its life cycle. And Ford has come to the table with a lot of offerings with their next generation Ranger. It just shows you how aggressive they are in this fight. And in, like you said, the Bucky War, which is very much alive, they are coming guns blazing to this Bucky War in South Africa. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Toyota, they've always had a brilliant product, reliability, et cetera, et cetera. It's the one thing that is hard to beat, the Toyota reputation. But, you know, if you're going to be very blunt, the Hilux is really an aged vehicle now. It does not compare to the Ranger when it comes to modern high-tech stuff and that. And I think the Toyota execs know, as well as our trading off on a very, very strong, loyal platform, they've just got to constantly keep chipping at this. We are an old bucky and we know it, and we still got a good maybe 2 years to go before we will have the sort of platform that Ranger's got. And so, boys, we better start thinking all the time. I think we're going to see a lot more in the next 2 years, these sort of special edition type Hiluxes coming out, to just keep their loyalists happy and entice the odd guy in and say, look, our bucky's great, look at this. It's not as modern anymore and all sorts of things, but hey, it still offers you something. I think they're going to continue to fight hard, because Ford's going to keep going in it with their new stuff, and Ranger is fighting a hard war with old product.
Yeah, and those Toyota loyalists are obviously very hard to convince otherwise. If you look at the Land Cruiser 79, you look at its sales, you look how dated that product is. And they sell more of those double cabs than a hell of a lot of Bucky brands combined every month in South Africa, which just goes to show the power of a badge, obviously. And once you're loyal to it, and once you have obviously proved yourself over the years. Like we said, the new Hilux is expected probably within the next 2 years. We have not heard anything official. Many seem to think that the new Fortuner, which could show its face by the end of next year, maybe next year, could be a little preview to the new Hilux. But whichever way it comes down, Pit Stop will be right here to keep you informed. Thank you very much for joining us today, Mark. We look forward to next week's edition of Pit Stop. Thank you for listening. Cheers.